It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad. How are you?
Good. Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
No problem.
Hey, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's start by talking a little bit about the polls. The latest polls have shown a consistent decline in popularity for your party and also for yourself. Why do you think this is?
Well, first of all, whether or not you care to follow them that closely. At the moment, the ones that are coming up publicly, we're getting every 4 months or so, and whereas we get some more consistent than that polling, and what we've got shows something quite different. So I always take them a little bit with a grain of salt. But generally, of those that are in the public domain, they are actually showing Labor higher than what we were elected on election night, and the numbers we were able to form a government over. So I'm still feeling very positive about our position, including the position of our support partners. In an MMP environment, often polls have those support partners stepping away in between elections. That was something I considered to be a sign of success of the government, was whether or not we would be able to maintain their numbers as a sign that they were actually getting the credit they deserved within the government.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on across university campuses in New Zealand, because that's a really big topic at the moment. It's been quite a difficult time all around the country. There has been quite a bit of credit for your government announcing it's going to regulate standards for hostel care especially. What are you expecting these rules will target?
Well, actually, if you track back 2004, an agreement was made that residential halls would be exempt from some other laws that were going through at that time relating to tenancies, on the basis that they would comply with a voluntary code. Now, that just hasn't happened in the way it was intended. So that's been tried. Now, our view is that actually some universities who are operating halls of residence, for instance, are doing a good job. Others, it's more variable. We want to bring everyone up to the same standard. And look, it's not about doing anything other than actually just ensuring there's some basic pastoral care, because I don't think anyone wants to see a repeat of what we saw happen down south.
Absolutely not. How wide-ranging will the regulations the government's bringing in be?
Yeah, well, look, as a starting point, we're looking to things like the voluntary code that was already in place. It's quite high-level. And so we will be spending a bit of time talking. I'm talking to those who are offering halls of residence and working on them around some reasonable expectations. But again, what we've got as a starting point are some who are doing it really well. So that's a good place to start, just to say, how's that working? Mm-hmm. Should that be the model that we are extending in other places? And they're basic things like, if you're unable to contact, you know, a person who's in a halls of residence, a protocol for just basically what happens then for that person being found and checking on their welfare.
So, President of the University of Canterbury Student Association, Sam Brosnahan, wants to see better support and funding for the students who take on the job of residential advisors at the hostels.
Yep.
Is this
something
you would like to see better supported also?
I think this is part of the conversation we need to have. So what we've said is we're going to legislate for a code. That always takes a bit of time. So we're going to get that process started. And then we're going, alongside that, going to be working on the content of that. What we have seen, I think, is some, you know, contracting out of some of these services, not always with, sometimes with cost effectiveness rather than the well-being and welfare of those who work in the area and the young people themselves. So, you know, actually, I do think it's fair that we put some onus on universities to bring back a decent standard of care and support for RAs.
Absolutely. Would you go as far as National, who are calling for a 24-hour checkup on students?
Well, again, some of the protocols that some of the halls have available would, in practice, you know, basically, in practice, allow if people have welfare concerns for there to be, you know, check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'd like to see is, you know, how's that working practically? And are those the kinds of expectations we should have elsewhere? So we're going to work through that.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about the funding that the government's put in to tackling extremist content online. There's another $17 million being put into this. What's this money going to be spent on? What's the breakdown?
So there's a unit at the moment that works within the Department of Internal Affairs who works to prevent the spread and also to prosecute where there's child exploitation. Now, that team of people, whenever we have something like Christchurch or even what we had happen in Germany, that team of people is then diverted over to work on that. We don't want to take resources out of child exploitation, and we've got new and emerging issues around violent extremism. So So this will fund 17 individuals within the Department of Internal Affairs. It will also put more support into the Chief Censor, who is getting more calls on their time to deal with issues like this. So it's basically to help resource those groups.
Since the awful terror attack in Germany last week, which was also live streamed and is obviously part of this online issue, have you had any more indications of international support for the Christchurch call from other governments or tech companies, for example?
Really thankful. Of course, Germany was already a part of the call, and in around the time of our last meeting of those who had signed up the Christchurch call, Amazon joined. So obviously that covers then the platform that was involved in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the protocol, the incident protocol for the companies did kick in for this event. If you think about the difference between what happened in Christchurch and what happened in this case, 2,200 people roughly, we believe, saw this video versus millions in the case of Christchurch. So it did kick in, it did do what it was intended to do, and I think it shows the value of it.
That's very good to hear indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We really appreciate it. And we'll speak to you in a fortnight.
Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.